hope you enjoy this message from South City C3, a location of C3 Church, Christchurch.
I'm doing it all on my own. I remember 20 years ago, my friend Ron that led me to a relationship with Jesus, he's like, well, how's that working out for you? And I was angry. I wanted to punch him in the mouth. Well, we do that, right? Like, who do you say you are? Like, where do you get off that you get to call me out on that? How's that working out for you? But the reality is it struck a chord to our heart. And I realized that it's not working out for me. And he just very clearly just said, just let go and let God. Just allow God to take over that little rudder, and then you look to God right beside you and follow what he's doing. So if he's speeding up, you speed up. If he's slowing down, you slow down. Guarantee you're not going to do circles. You'll be trucking. You'll be moving straight. So if that's where you are, first and foremost, and your nautical journey with Jesus Christ is literally, Jesus, take the wheel. Jesus, take the rudder. As much as it pains me, God, it's not working out my way. I'm done piloting my ship. But notice with these nautical stories, Jesus is not standing on the shoreline saying, just a little bit to the left. No, 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 just a little bit to the right. Pull the rope with the forest green tinge to it. God's not a master and commander from afar. Jesus Christ is right beside you in the boat, getting wet with you. No other religion on the face of this planet in history do we have a personal God that's decided to bring his son right beside us and say, let's do this life together. So that's kind of like our first challenge in our nautical theme, our navigational theme, this sailing trip with Jesus. God is calling you to surrender even more. And if you are a follower of Christ this morning and you feel like, oh man, I don't know how many times I've been in this paddle boat when I want to be in the tall ship, John. Like I want to be in these big galleons. I want to be in the cruise ship. I want to be in a power boat. You know, like in the Florida Everglades, those big, huge boats that have the big wind and they're like, and they're just skinning against the water. Like, that's what I want, Jesus. That's the boat I want. I want to be hard and fast and hitting crocodiles. Yeah, and just, you know, having a ton of fun. But why is it that I keep on coming back to I hit a canoe again. I hit the duck. Why is it, Lord, I keep on coming back to this little two-man dinghy with the paddles? And it's because God is saying, you still need to surrender. I said to the young adults last night, there's a scripture that says, you know, when you're faithful with the little things, then you'll be faithful with the big things. God's saying to you, maybe this evening, you mean 1 year, 2 years as a follower of Jesus, maybe 5 or 10, saying, I'm actually going to put you through a season of time where it's just going to be the two of us in the little paddle boat, because you're going to have to relearn submission and surrender. And you might go, yay! No, I don't want to go yay. I was like in the Everglades and skimming along, or the big cruise ship where I just sit in the chair drinking a Mai Tai and end up in the Bahamas. The second thing I want to share tonight is that the vessel, the ship that is going to be your ship with Jesus, it could be this two-man dinghy. It could be a canoe where there's three people in it. It could be like a 30-footer catamaran where you have 9 or 10 people. But know that the ship that you're on with Jesus is a custom-made vessel for you. When you become a follower of Christ and you come to this church, I do not deploy or give you the South City C3 ship with all of our logos on it. There's no some generic Christian ship that you get on with Jesus. It's going to be a custom-made vessel. So, in other words, when you're on this vessel with Jesus, you're not going to awkwardly stand and go, I don't stand. You know exactly where you are on this ship with Jesus. And God is going to move you among the ship. He's going to show you things on your ship so you can navigate well. The first thing is, man or woman is not created to do life alone. When we were at O'Kane's Bay, we saw this in a dramatic fashion. We're all sitting there playing beach volleyball, and then we're just kind of chilling, people playing cards, and these two people run up to us, panting, going, we need help. Three people have lost their kayaks, two kayaks, and I think a Santa paddleboard. They've bailed out on these crafts, and now they've climbed up onto the cliffs. We need help. When you're doing these solo missions, these kayaks or stand-up paddleboards, it's just you and the ocean. But God doesn't want you just to be the solo kayak person. Sorry, Luke. God wants you to have a crew. Who is that crew? Like I mentioned about the tall ships, I came on to the ship, and every single one of those people knew the captain, knew where they were going, knew how to get there, knew their job to almost a professional capacity. If they were on the deck and they were deck hands, they knew how to do all of the work. And at no point did the captain go, gee, I hope little Johnny will figure this one out because we really need him. And the reason why Johnny was on the deck is that he knows how to pull his weight. He knows what he's doing. Even the cook, one of our friends, she was actually the cook for one of these ships. And she knew her job, because if she didn't know how to do her job, you would starve to death on the boat. There's no option. There's no Costco on the middle of the ocean. Everyone knew. And my command, my charge, my challenge to you is, who is on your ship tonight? Who is your crew? I could be a crew for a period of time. Having a pastor is I think, a good thing. If you're wondering what's going on in life and you're like, I just need some answers, you can just phone up someone in your crew and go, hey, John, like, I don't understand the will of God. Help me. Okay, let's get a cup of coffee. Let's do that. You might have some friends, girl or boy, that have journeyed with you from the very beginning stages of your walk with Christ. They might be a part of your crew. But it's very unique to know that your friends are not also carbon copies of who you are. You guys want to play a game? No? The guys know what game we're going to play. You ready? Okay. So what I'm going to do is, those who would like to play the game, form a line right here at the stage, from that wall to that wall. And go! There it is. That's okay. Don't be afraid. If you don't want to play, just watch. It's okay. It's okay. As you know, one of the things I do with my preaching is I like to involve people. And if you're sitting, you're going to do this. Your left hand is this, and your right hand is that. So everyone, and for you guys, this is forward, and that is back. But be careful. You have steps. You ready? So everyone, let's try this. This. Left hand, all right, most of you are playing, no, okay. And then you guys are moving forward, this, one step forward, there you go, okay, good. And that, one step back, and your right hand. Oh my gosh, we're all playing the game, okay. All right, so I'm gonna say a comment. So this is about your crew. These are the people that you're gonna do life with. And some of you people were on in the cave. You were at the young adults retreat. Some of you guys are like, oh, I missed the retreat. Don't worry. This is now your opportunity to join together. This is your crew. This could be a crew of a ship. So let me just say, how well do you know the people that are in this room? Put your hand up if you know them, like, 100%. Like, put your hand up. Say, I know these people 100%. No one. Okay, so this is going to be an eye-opener for everyone. All right, so this or that. Everyone, left hand, this and that. You guys didn't move. Oh, you guys, you'll wake up soon. Okay, here we go. So if you resonate with this, an early bird, this, or a night owl, that. Where do you resonate? A night owl is a person that burns hours into the night, and they're like, they get their best work done at 3-4 in the morning. And if you are like, if you're kind of neutral, you just put both hands up. You're like neutral, both hands. Okay, so Phil, you're this. So you're an early riser. Yeah, you get all your best work done. Yeah. Okay. Okay, best work. Who's a night owl? Christian, are you a night owl? So 3-4 in the morning, I can phone you up, say, bro, let's get a coffee. You're ready? Yeah. So I'm on the fringe. Okay. All right, everyone, reset. Okay, so this, a natural organic smoothie, or that, L&P. Or Coca-Cola. All right. Some people that are healthy conscious, they look after their body, and then some people are like, YOLO, hashtag YOLO, I'm gonna drink my sugary soda. All right. Okay, reset. This is your crew. This is your people, okay? Okay. This being vinyl or that Spotify. LP, it's like these black discs, so you put record players. Yeah. If you're that, not that antiquated, maybe tape decks. This tape decks or vinyl or Voss. Who said vinyl? Put your, say I did. Okay, Luke. Oh, yeah, you're the, and what did you say, Beck? Spotify. All right. Okay, reset. This being oceans. That being mountains. Oh, all right. David Walker, you said what? Oceans. All right. And here, this, he loves both. Anything outdoors will do. Reset. Almost done. This being autumn or that being spring? Okay, all right. Raquel, what'd you say? Spring, all right, spring. Who said you like autumn? Yeah, all right. So, Jonty, what was it for you? Autumn and Christchurch. It's a winning combination, okay. Okay, reset. Here's one you're gonna have to think about. This being, I have 10 really solid friends on Facebook, or that I have 1,000 friends on Facebook. Think about it. Or in real life, how's that? Not just social media, but just you have a desire, like I want to have 10 really good friends that will be part of my crew, or I want like 1,000 friends and hopefully the it'll all average out in the end. Okay, so hi, how you doing? Why did we get here, Josh? Why 1,000 friends?
Oh, because I did just pass 1,000 friends.
You too can be the 1,001 friend for. Okay, reset. This being high structure or that being high freedom and liberty. Okay. All right. Trust the dancer to have a little bit of high freedom and liberty. Oh, what was your name, brother? What's your name? Sean. Okay, what did you say? Discipline, structures, yeah, okay, 9 to 5. I want to know what's going on in my life. Raquel, what did you say? Freedom and liberty, yeah. That's the creative artist in you, okay. All right, reset, one more time. This is going to be an interesting one, is this being introversion and that being extrovert. Oh, okay, and if you're still on the fence with that, that's fine. So who are our introverts in the room? So we got a lot of introverts, okay? Yes. And notice the geospecific location of the introverts. Jeremy's all the way in the back. God bless you. All right, you may now be seated. Thank you. So we do these things because we sometimes will look around the room, and I've done these in mission trips as well, like, because I think sometimes when we're sitting like this, all you see is the person's back of head, right? So what we do is we do these things so you guys can see that in this life, we are very different. And that's a God-given creative thing. It's such a cool thing. I could have asked those who are musical and those are more academic, those are more intelligent and logical thinkers, those that are more spiritual and connected to like whatever, the creative arts. Like we could have gone on and on and on, and you would have had a greater understanding of who you guys are and how God has made you so unique. Amen. And I'm sitting here, and it's been great because I get this amazing vantage from here to see how you guys are. And it really is a mixed bag. You guys are so diverse because I also believe because of freedom in Christ, you can be diverse. There is no one in this church that's relegating you guys to say, well, all the extroverts may only sit here, and you'll see your name tags on these chairs, and all the introverts will be way in the back on the on the balcony because you really just need some separation time. Like, y'all are mixed together as one big smoothie, being organic and loving and awesome. Aw. So as you climb into the vessel that God has given you, that is custom made, you have a choice to determine what is your crew. Who's gonna be in this journey with you? And some of those people are gonna be completely different. My wife, if she was here, she'd probably nod her head, is I'm extroverted, she's introverted. And somehow we've done almost 21 years together. But it's been amazing. But I have ADHD, she does not. And there's been so many fights where all of a sudden she's now learned, she'd go, I think this is your ADD flaring up, isn't it? I said, yes. He goes, she just ends up walking away because you can't win. She's like, or there'll be times where she'll be talking and stuff and I'll be like staring at the window or I'm like, uh-huh. I'm like, oh yeah, leveled up. And like, she's like, put the phone down. Like, but that's how we love. When you know more, you have a greater capacity to love more. And in the season you're in right now, you have these people, like they're on your ship for a reason. You had some friends from previous years. They may have left the ship, and that's okay. And when I became a follower of Jesus, all my friends jumped ship. They weren't Christian. They didn't really like this version of me. Not that I was like, stop swearing, stop drinking. I wasn't that guy, but I just wasn't wanting to do that life anymore. They were like, oh, where's that fun-loving party, John, that we miss? Yeah, I love to party, but I don't need to drink to the point where I lose my ability to understand what's going on and end up being in the backyard past. I don't want to do that life anymore. Again, how's that working out for you? Not well. So as I looked at my ship at that time, a lot of my crew jumped ship because they just knew that there wasn't a place to be on that ship anymore. And I felt alone, but never alone, because I knew that I was in the paddleboard again with Jesus. And Jesus said, I'm going to give you a new ship. It's going to look brand new. There's going to be new people. And I got saved at a Christian camp. And almost immediately after all my friends jumped ship, it was like on a Saturday, one of them actually went out and bought me a golden cross and said, here's a parting gift. God bless. Like, literally, like, God bless you. I never want to see you ever again. I'm like, here's a gift. And I felt like, oh my gosh. And then I went to chapel the next morning with our staff at our camp. I was starting to just show me immediately, here's your new crew. So you're never alone. The enemy wants you to think that you're alone. The enemy wants to divide and conquer you. He wants to separate you. But just, you have to ask the question, what's truth? You're never alone. You're always going to have people that are your biggest cheerleaders. And even in some cases, they might be so loud, they might as well be on the shore cheering you on. You can go. You can do it. Lastly, I want to ask the question, and we're going to develop this in the next weeks to come, is where are you going? See, ship or plane, you're not allowed to actually set sail without a destination. You can't just go into the boat going, I'm just going to take her for a spin. In Canada, for Transport Canada, you actually cannot leave safe harbor without a destination. They just won't let you leave. Same thing with airplanes. You can't just, I'm going to take her up for a spin. Nope, you have to submit a flight plan. Put it in destination. When I was working at the airport, the Vancouver Canucks, the ice hockey team, they have a notorious ability of getting to the playoffs and then not going through the playoffs. So they end up losing their games and they go into hiding. They just hate themselves. And I remember being at one of the private airports and the Canucks would just show up in a big van and they would just leave. They would get out of Vancouver because they had just lost the playoffs. And sometimes they would just tell the pilot, take us. And so the pilot would decide where the team's going. So like, I think we're going to go to Tampa. Okay. They just set the flight plan and the players didn't care. They just need to get out of the city of Vancouver. But you have to go somewhere. So the question I have for you tonight and for the rest of this weeks on end is, where are you going? Here's a better question I would ask you for this evening is, what do you look like when you get there? Who are you? Max Lucado wrote this book called Just Like This. And I love it. The premise of the book was this. God loves you just as the way you are, but he loves you more that he's not going to leave you that way. Imagine if all this kind of paddle boat thing for the rest of your life. When in mooring, God has this amazing ship right there. And he keeps on saying, I want to take you there. You could do that. Let's go there. Let's take that ship out. That's the promise. That's the promise of his presence. You need to know where you're going. There's going to be talk in the next week or so of things that are going to be kind of in your way, hazards, rocks, shoals, winds, storms. How do you navigate that? But the question I have is not only who are you at the end of that, is who are you in Christ? And better, whose are you? Who do you belong to? Who do you have allegiance to? Who is your captain? Maybe it is that stoic, father-like figure that invites you onto the ship. Come aboard, son. Come aboard, daughter. And that's your image of God the Father. But know that he has a plan never to harm you. A plan to prosper you. A plan with a future and a hope. So the question comes back to us. Hey, so this life that you're on right now, the sail, how's it working out for you? And I think if one thing I would love to pray for you, pray with you, is that you would surrender and let Jesus take the wheel. And just trust God that he's got a plan. He's got a beautiful destination. Amen.
Thanks for listening to this week's message. To learn more about our church, visit c3chch.org.